gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And hey, look at that. We got the crew back today. We'll see if they can do the job right. Okay. Now, you've got some developments today. Yep. Everybody say it all together. We all know where this is going. It's all about Epstein. No, it's not all about Epstein. We have some other news, some other developments today. But the judge, the Florida judge, Robin Rosenberg, has rejected the DOJ's request to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Epstein case. Now, she's basically citing legal standards and saying that there's no precedent. You can't give me a reason. The reason was public interest. So they say, oh, nobody cares about the Epstein files. And then they filed to unseal the grand jury testimony based off of public interest. So, oh, nobody cares. But public interest, people care. And the judge says, no, I can't unseal these things for public interest. If you want to get things unsealed, you have to start a new case. Well, Epstein's dead. And Maxwell has already been sentenced. So that's basically your not going to get the files. It's basically a new way. So they have to come up with new ways of saying you're never going to get the files. So now it's, oh, the judge rejected it, and she says legal precedent, so you're not getting the grand jury testimony. Okay. So, hey, look over here. Hillary's emails. Look over here. Barack Obama committed treason. Yeah, that's all true. We went through the Hillary Clinton emails in 2016. It was called Pizzagate. Nothing ever came of that. We reported on Barack Obama's treason really for 12 years, but specifically for 4 years in the first Trump administration. Nothing came of that. But now they want you to talk about it. And now they're going to bring out Tulsi Gabbard, and she's going to say, and we're sending the criminal referral to Pam Bondi's desk. Except Pam Bondi's desk, nobody's ever seen it. I'm not even sure Pam Bondi's ever been to her desk. Do we have any proof that Pam Bondi even has a desk? But that's where all the criminal referrals go. So it's just, Pam Bondi ends up being the perfect fall person. It's like, well, we sent the criminal referrals. We sent the criminal referrals, all these criminals, dozens of them, hundreds of them, thousands of them, to Pam Bondi's desk. Pam? But she's doing such a great job. She's doing the best job. It's the best job anybody's ever done is Pam Bondi. We're all very proud of her, very popular. She's doing the greatest. But when it comes time, it's going to be, hey, we sent all those criminal referrals to your desk. Where are they? Oh, well. So I guess the job is not so great. So we'll get into all of that, all the ins and outs. And we got video clips from Mike Johnson. We got video clips from Marjorie Taylor Greene addressing all of this. But as time goes by, I'm starting to kind of get a different feel for what's happening behind the scenes. And there's some other clues and some other circumstantial evidence that is kind of leading me down this new train of thought that I've kind of been talking about specifically yesterday, that it looks like there's going to be this drip, drip, drip of Trump and Epstein. So there's a reason for that. Who's ever doing it? Whoever keeps dripping out all the new Trump Epstein stuff to get it to go viral on social media and get the mainstream news to put it out there, there's an intent behind it. And it's not purely about getting Trump, because they could have done it at any time and they didn't. So why now? All right, Alex wanted you. He gave you the methylene blue drink earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get a
I think it's with Methylene Blue.
Trust the plan. Cool. Sounds great. Anything more you can offer me? Do you know the plan? Yikes. It's pretty clear that there's a plan, all right? It's pretty clear that there's a plan to slowly drip, drip, drip more Trump Epstein stuff to try to aim this whole thing at Trump. It's working. And you have to ask the question, why now and who's behind it? Now, I might get into what I think is going on with that. But let's just recall last week when this whole thing really started to get, this whole thing is just nasty. It's an obstacle the Trump administration cannot hurdle at this point, and I'm not sure they ever will be able to. So you had the 2 weeks of the blow up, and then last week the White House came out and Trump came out and said this. Based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Jeffrey Epstein, I have asked Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam perpetuated by the Democrats should end right now. So today, of course, the DOJ didn't file that until the buzzer on Friday. So now we finally get the result on Wednesday. Judge denies request to unseal Epstein grand jury transcripts in Florida. It is a Florida judge, Judge Robin Rosenberg, and she's basically saying that this cannot be done because of legal precedent. These case documents cannot be unsealed just for public interest or transparency. And if you want to get this stuff, you have to bring a new case, which of course won't happen. So, in other words, you ain't getting it. Now, will the Trump administration offer a response to this or a retry, another effort to try to get these files? We'll see. They may be forced to, you know, because of public interest. But there you go. And, you know, it's like I don't want to turn this thing into a gotcha situation, and that's kind of what it's become. Like last Friday, maybe it's not even worth mentioning it, but I've already began, so let me just make this quick. And really, I should do like a concentrated video about this because I know the audience understands it, but there's people out there that don't like the results, or they don't like the current political coverage because they just want pro-Trump 24/7. And so I got attacked last week saying, you're not going to get the files. And everybody's running around, look, see, Trump wants to do it. Look, Bondi's going to do it. See, they're unsealing the files. There is no cover-up. We got you, panicking. And I just sat there and I said, okay, well, you're not going to get the files, and We'll see if you're going to apologize when you don't. But so here we are. And believe me, I get it. As a consumer of political media, as a consumer of talk radio, I get it. I get it when things are said that you don't like. And I know I'm going to do that from time to time. I try not to, but sometimes it's going to happen. But you have to understand something. Do you think when your home team, so you got your favorite home team, whether basketball, baseball, whatever, and you're listening to your favorite team's radio broadcast, and they're losing the game, and the play-by-play guy comes out there and says, the team is losing 7-1. Are you mad at the broadcaster? How dare that broadcaster say that we're losing? Look at this panicking. Why is he so negative? He's turned on the team. He's anti-home team now. My God. No, his job is to call the game. His job is to report to the audience that's listening what's happening in the game. He has to watch and do play-by-play and commentary and tell people. So that's what this is. I don't like all this stuff that's happening. I don't like that I have to come on here and talk about Epstein every day and just the cover-up that continues. And I understand why people are sick of it, or people just want to hear pro-Trump stuff, and so they're saying, oh, I can't listen anymore. I'm sorry. Fine. Hey, I can't do anything else. This is what's going on. So let me just move on from that. It's like, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not even this victory lap thing. It's not even a gotcha. It's just like, you understand, I'm just calling the game. I told you you weren't going to get the files. And I got a tax for it. And now here you are, files, not getting them. But let's just move on. Let's just leap that hurdle quickly. The Trump administration cannot leap this hurdle. And who knows if they're really even interested in doing it. And I guess before we get into the rest of these headlines, and now you see the wedding videos and photos and new videos of Trump and Epstein and these other videos of him at like beauty pageants. And so it's all this drip, 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 drip. So somebody has this stuff. Somebody has a database of this stuff. Somebody has a file of all of this stuff. Somebody has been waiting to send all of this stuff out. And there will be more. And you have to just be honest. You have to be honest, folks. Is there a single politician in more videos and in more photos with Jeffrey Epstein than Donald Trump? Is there? These are just facts. Now, I'm sitting here saying whoever is advising Trump on this is blowing it. Trump should have gotten out ahead of this and just said, look, I was friends with Epstein. We hung out at the same parties. We liked beautiful women. I was into women in their 20s. I was in my 40s, my 50s. I liked women in their 20s. They liked me. Can you blame me? I'm just a man. It was the 80s. People were doing cocaine at the dinner table. It's like just come. Yes, I was a billionaire playboy. Yes, I hung out with beautiful women. Yes, Jeffrey Epstein was hanging out with them too. I didn't know anything about the pedophilia. I didn't know anything about the child predators. I didn't know anything about the sex trafficking. And when I did, I reported it to the FBI. I cooperated with the FBI, and he ended up being charged. And that's it. But instead, it's this, oh, and we know nothing, and there's nothing to see here, and it's all a giant hoax, and it's just, now you look guilty, now it looks bad, now you've built this obstacle in front of you that you can't even hurdle, and you're sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Why won't people get over it? Why can't we get past this point in my administration here? Well, it's because whoever is advising you has destroyed you on how you're handling this. You could have gotten out in front of it, just owned up to it. Just like, I was in my 40s and 50s. I like hot women in their 20s. Okay, there you go. That's what it is. It's really not even a secret. But no, I don't know him. Never heard of him. Nobody knows him. It's a Democrat hoax. Why are you still talking about it? So, yeah, it's now a hurdle they can't get over. And so now it's this new drip, 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 drip. And it's all this stuff with Trump and Epstein and more Trump and Epstein and new Trump Epstein and a new Trump Epstein and then Epstein at the Trump wedding. And it's never going to stop. So whoever has this file has now been told it's time to release it. It's unlikely it's in the United States. So now the call has been made. All right, send out all the Trump Epstein stuff. Just slowly drip it out. So you have to ask who's doing it and why. Now, this is where I'd have to get conspiratorial. And I would say that it's probably coming out of Israel to get Trump to back a regime change war in Iran. That's my conspiracy theory. Okay? And I think that there's enough circumstantial evidence and enough of Netanyahu hanging around the White House and everything else to say, and the pressure to get them to strike Iran, to say, yeah, that's probably a highly likelihood. And not to mention Maxwell, Epstein, their connections to Mossad, everything else. So that's my conspiracy theory. Do I know that? No, that's my conspiracy theory for what it's worth. That's my two cents. But you have to ask, who's given the green light to start releasing these videos? Who's given the green light to start releasing these photos? Who said it's time to do the Trump Epstein scandal? They didn't do this in 2016. They didn't do this in Trump's first 4 years. They didn't do this in 2020. They didn't do this in 2024. Why are they doing it now? And who's doing it? Who gave the supposed letter birthday note from Trump to Epstein to the Wall Street Journal and the illustration? Who gave him that? Where are all the new videos and photos and everything coming from? They're obviously not coming from the Epstein file, as it's known. So where are they coming from? So then you kind of sit back and you say, okay, is Trump being blackmailed? Is Trump captured? And why would they be handling this so poorly if it's just, hey, Trump's a Playboy billionaire? We all knew that. I mean, he was doing interviews in Playboy magazine. He was going on Howard Stern. He was going to the beauty pageants. It's like, there's no secrets here. Trump always had a model on his arm. So what is the deal with this just complete disaster of PR? Now, the headlines today. Newly discovered photos and videos shed fresh light on Trump's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Top DOJ official plans to meet with Maxwell about Epstein case as House panel pursues subpoena. And the House Oversight Committee just approved the motion to subpoena Maxwell. So it looks like that's going somewhere. And then here's, this is the real crossroads. Justice Department told Trump in May that his name is among many in the Epstein files. That's the Wall Street Journal, same source of the letter and illustration last week. Wall Street Journal. So again, News Corp, the Murdochs, they're playing both sides of this issue. They've got the New York Post running defense, and then they got the Wall Street Journal on offense. So does that indicate a psyop? Does that indicate that they're just playing both sides? Or maybe the Murdochs are just letting each one do their own thing? That seems like the least likely of the scenarios. But there it is. Now, you have to ask, just like before, well, who's the Wall Street Journal source? Well, they're not going to give it up. But that's kind of an important detail here. You go back to what Elon Musk said. You're not going to get the Epstein files because Trump's in them. So now it just becomes a question of in what capacity is Trump in them? Or do they just view it as such a toxic thing now that even if Trump is completely clear of any illegal activity, which I believe is the case, if Trump was guilty of anything illegal, they probably would have used it against him a long time ago. But you can disagree with that. You can have that debate. But they must think that whatever is in there is just so toxic now that they just don't even want, even if it's just Trump and his Rolodex, even if it's just more pictures or letters or whatever, they just must think, oh, this is so toxic, we just have to completely deny and not disclose. Instead of getting out ahead of it and just saying, yeah, used to hang out with Epstein a lot, we were friends in New York, hung out with beautiful women, didn't know he was a creep, didn't know he was a pedophile, found out, never hung out with him again. And then you can go on the offense. And then you can say, hey, well, why did Bill Gates keep hanging out with him? Why did the banks keep doing business with him? So it's like, first you have to come out and expose yourself, and people will align with that. Then you can go on the offense. But when you're playing defense and trying to go on the offense, well, you've seen the results. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. They say, in May, Pam Bondi and her deputy, Todd Blanche, Trump's former lawyer who's trying to meet with Maxwell, informed the president at a meeting in the White House that his name was in the Epstein files, the official said. Many other high-profile figures were also named. Trump was told being mentioned in the records isn't a sign of wrongdoing. And on and on and on. So, remember, guys, what was the date of the Musk post on the Epstein files? Can you guys find out the date on that post? Now it's time to drop the big bomb. And, you know, people at first were thinking that that was a nod to dropping the bomb on Iran, and I kind of discounted it. But now I'm looking at it more, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe there was some truth to that. But I don't even think we've seen the big bomb. So that was June 5th that Musk said, time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the reason they have not been made public. Now, do you think Musk was being honest? And if you didn't then, do you now? Now, is he just saying, oh, it's a big bombshell story? Or is he saying, no, this is being used against him to get him to drop a big bomb on Iran? Now I'm starting to think, you know, maybe there is something to that. Because somebody's doing the drip, drip, drip of the videos and the photos and the letters and the illustrations. Somebody's doing that. It's not the Democrats. And who's trying to wring Trump's arm? Who's trying to twist Trump's arm into a pretzel to get a regime change war in Iran? Well, it's Israel. It's Netanyahu. They didn't get it on the first try. They got the nuclear site bombed, but that's not what they really wanted. That's just a lie. That's just the propaganda. That's just the false flag. No, they wanted regime change. And they wanted the U.S. to do it. They got Syria to fall. They got Libya to fall. They got Afghanistan to fall. They got Iraq to fall. Afghanistan, so they need, now Iran is their final mission. They want America to do it. Trump won't do it because that's his instincts and he doesn't want to start new wars. So they're saying, fine, you and Epstein now. That's what you get. You find another rational explanation for it all. That's my logical conclusion based off deductive reasoning and circumstantial evidence. And it didn't have to be this way. You could have, and I understand the frustration when Trump's like, hey, look, because I genuinely believe he wants to help the country. I genuinely believe that. And it's like I'm doing an interview earlier today and the guy's kind of pressuring me like, you know, you regret voting for Trump, right? You know, Trump is bad now, right? I'm like, no, I'm not conceding that. I'll never regret voting for Trump, first of all. I'll never regret supporting Trump or voting for Trump. It's definitely, I mean, I guess I can't say definitely better. We don't know. But I'm gonna say it's pretty certain better than Harris. And I'm going to remain hopeful that we can get this thing back on the track and still have a better future for the country afterwards. But I get it. Trump's like, hey, move on. We're trying to make the country better. And we're doing all of this stuff. Like, just move on. And we just won't move on. And I don't know if it's because they don't understand what it represents to us, or if they think that they just have so much control over the base that they can just say jump and we say how high. Obviously, that's not worked. No, see, the whole thing represents the deep state. The whole thing represents the blackmailed pedophile satanic cult to us. The whole thing represents the deep state, the intel agencies, how they run weapons and run wars and run money and run drugs and run sex trafficking and everything else. And it's all been exposed. It's not just Epstein, but it's like that's the one. It's like that's the one there. That's the cockroach we've highlighted. That's the thing we want exposed. And we believe it will expose how the entire deep state works, at least in one realm of the larger issue. And then we can identify it and know what it is and how to stop it in the future. So, of course, all the intel agencies don't want this stuff to get out. They like to hide stuff in declassified files from 30 years ago and put it into books that nobody will ever read. And then you talk about it, they call you a conspiracy theorist. I mean, look at DynCorp with Cynthia McKinney decades ago. Look at the UN caught in human trafficking and smuggling. Look at the cases of CIA and FBI and all these assets, and they get charged with crimes, including raping toddlers, and the charges get dropped. This is all public information. Go look at CIA whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers. They tell you all this stuff, and they just bury it. So then when it comes to something like this, and it's like you've got the guy right there in the middle of the arena with the spotlight on him, Jeffrey Epstein, the whole thing can be exposed. They say, turn the spotlight off, look the other way. Don't look over here. There's nothing to see. And we're just saying, no, actually. And then they're all, and this was on the Drudge Report today. Oath Keepers founder, pardoned by Trump, warns him over Epstein files. Stuart Rhodes is dyed-in-the-wool MAGA as it gets. And this is from his appearances on InfoWars. And this is like why they're playing clips of Alex Jones everywhere talking about Trump. And so that's what's so frustrating when I see these attacks. And they're like, oh, you're fake MAGA. It's like, dude, I'm like, we are the backbone of MAGA. We're the blood of MAGA. You're fake MAGA. You weren't even here till 2024. You haven't taken the lashes. Even the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, even he's come out. I think he said F Trump today. But so why are they saying, oh, Stuart Rhodes, he's on InfoWars? Because they know we're the real MAGA. They know this is the real Trump base. They know this is the real resistance to the deep state. And Trump was supposed to be our president. So, yeah, of course they're not. See, that's what I'm saying. They're not quoting some Johnny come lately. They're not showing some post of some newcomer in 2024, some clips. They're showing you Alex Jones. They're showing you Stuart Rhodes, because this is real MAGA. This is Trump's base. And even the fake news media understands if he loses us, then the whole thing comes unraveled. And it's like, we don't want to make this about you and Epstein. Make it about Epstein. Make it about the Democrat emails, but don't tell us it's a hoax. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Some people are about to learn the hard way, and maybe the Trump administration will learn it first. And I said this when it first broke, and he started calling us panicans and weaklings, and he's done with us. That if you really think these new supporters of yours that just popped up in 2024, most, not all. But if you really think these new supporters of yours are going to go to bat for you effectively and hit home runs for you and get in the streets for you and go disrupt congressional hearings for you and everything else and stand in that void, if you really think they're going to do that for you and get this Epstein thing over with, then you're sadly mistaken. And now here we are, and I see all the Johnny-come-latelys that have branded themselves with Trump, branded themselves with MAGA. They take the digital influence money, and I see them running the same stories, running the same propaganda. And it's like, yeah, part of it's true that the left is now trying to use Epstein against Trump, but that's not the entire, that's not the full story here. And notice how they have virtually no impact. If the new MAGA was impactful and effective, then this Epstein thing would have already been buried. They're not. Nobody really listens to them. They have no impact. They haven't changed anything. They're followers. They're writers. And I just see it. It's like Trump is getting horrible advice, and then he's relying on these sunshine patriots to have his back when this stuff gets messy. And it's just like, it ain't going to work. You really think a small handful of digital influence campaigners is going to be overwhelming the organic new grassroots media, the America First movement? They're getting trounced. And I'm sure this is a coincidence. Former Epstein lawyer Roy Black dies at age 80. It was earlier this week. He was 80 years old, so, I mean, he's could just be a nothing. He was battling illness. He's known to, he represented a lot of powerful people in Florida. But, yeah, Epstein lawyer dies now. So you can't help but wonder. But before we get into, and they're saying, it's all a distraction from the Obama treason. It's all a distraction from the Hillary emails. Dude, we were there in 2016. We blew Pizzagate into a worldwide story. And nothing happened. We've already done the Hillary Clinton emails. Yeah, I'd like that stuff investigated. Didn't get what I wanted. Now here we are. Get it? Oh, it's a distraction because they're going after Obama for treason. Actually, they didn't start talking about treason and Obama in this administration till the Epstein thing became a complete disaster. So your timeline doesn't work there either. So now it's Speaker Johnson doing the president's dirty work. Couple times on the Hill today. Here he is claiming that the files have been doctored in clip two.
Quickly weigh in on Epstein. Many are hoping to see more of those files released. There could be future court proceedings. Is there any reason that you have to believe that any documents were tampered with by so-called deep state operatives?
It hasn't been my area that I've worked on. Unfortunately, I wish I knew more about it. It's been in the Department of Justice. One of our concerns is, of course, that it was, you know, held in the hands of the DOJ leaders under the last administration, the Biden-Harris administration. And we all know how crooked and corrupt so many of those top officials were, how they engaged in lawfare against President Trump. And he has a concern, and I do as well, that things could have been doctored in those records. So that's part of the concern. But I'm for full transparency. We all are. Maximum transparency. The president is as well. There's no daylight between him and the Republicans in Congress. And we'll continue to advocate for that, to let the people see the records and draw whatever conclusions they will.
Well, we'll see about that claim about no space between Trump and Republicans in Congress when some of these things actually come to a vote. We've already seen it a couple times. Folks, you just have to think logically. You have to slow it down, listen to what they say, and then think logically. They doctored the files when Biden was in office. Okay. Now, would I put it past the Biden administration to do that? Of course not. Would I put it past the deep state to do that? Not at all. But at the same time, does it really make any sense? Why would they doctor the Epstein files and then do nothing with it? Why would they doctor the Epstein files and then hand it over to the Trump administration? Does that really make any sense to anybody? If they were going to doctor the files to harm Donald Trump, they would have done it, and then they would have released them in the election campaign, in the election cycle, and they would have used him to attack Donald Trump. If that's what they did, if that's what the Democrats did, why would they have just then handed them over to Donald Trump? Does that make any sense? No. And if you're accusing somebody of doctoring these files, that's a crime. So where are the charges? Where's the investigation? So don't sit here and just keep selling us bullcrap. If somebody doctored the files, then we want criminal investigations. But again, if they doctored the files, then what's the point if they're not going to do anything with them and they just hand them over to the Trump administration for nobody to see them? Come on. Just keeps looking worse and worse and worse. And it just won't go away. Do you really think even all these reporters in D.C., even all these reporters at the White House, the Capitol, they're not going to let this thing go? In case you haven't noticed, they're not letting it go. These are the clips that get all the views. These are the clips that the people want. So here's Johnson for a second time asked about the Epstein files.
Sir, I mean, obviously we've seen the conservatives shut down the House floor routinely. You saw that you had to pull the rule because of fear of Epstein votes.
No, we don't have any fear. No, no, I mean, hold on. No, Reese, no. There's no fear here. No, there's no fear. There's no fear. We're not going to allow the Democrats to use this as a political cudgel. Remember, they had 4 years. The Biden administration held the Epstein files for 4 years. Not a single one of these Democrats or anyone in Congress made any peep about that at all. They could have brought a discharge petition at any point in the last 4 years. They chose not to. They waited until President Trump was elected. I think that's very suspect. And I will not allow the House to be drug into political gamesmanship.
Promises that Republicans made to voters over Jeffrey Epstein. Why not more of a sense of urgency? Why not just hold a vote today?
There's no point in having a vote today because the administration is already doing everything within their power to release them. They've gone to the grand jury. They've requested the courts to unseal the documents so that they can be released. The president himself has said all credible evidence should be put out to the American people while protecting the innocent. That's where we stand as well. There's no point in passing a resolution to urge the administration to do something that they are already doing. And so that's why we're going to let that process play out. This is not out of fear in any way. What we're trying to do is maximize transparency and stand for the truth. Let me say this, very important. We want every single person who was involved in any way in the Epstein evils to be brought to swift justice. We want the full weight of the law to fall upon their head. And I will do everything within my power to make sure that is possible. That process is underway right now, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we already see how it plays out. That's the problem. We've already seen how it's playing out. That's the problem. Folks, this is such an obvious cover-up. It's just such an obvious cover-up. And again, I get it. Trump's like, hey, we can't be bogged down by this. We're trying to do great things for the country. We got all these things. So don't cover it up. Just come out and be transparent. Yeah, I liked going around to parties in New York and hanging out with beautiful models. Think about what he just says. He says, oh, well, the Democrats could have done something about this for 4 years and didn't. So exactly. So if they would have doctored the files, then they were doing something. Why didn't they do it? Because it's a lie. And then he says, oh, well, now the Democrats want to make a thing of it. No, actually, this is Trump's base. This isn't the Democrats. This isn't the left. All of this originates with Trump's base. All of this originates with original MAGA. And see, we have a frustration because it's like this. Corrupt politics has consequences. So when we didn't do anything about the Democrat emails with the spirit cookings and everything else, when nothing was done about that, that was the sign that, okay, you're safe. When they stole an election in 2020 and nobody did anything about it, that was their sign. Okay, we're safe. So now it's just the same thing. And we're simply sitting here saying, hey, we're sick of criminals in D.C. feeling safe. Okay? We're sick of the deep state feeling safe. We're sick of these corrupt operations, these blackmail schemes, these pedophile rings. We're sick of them feeling safe. We don't feel safe. Why should they feel safe? So no, this isn't a Democrat hoax. This isn't fake stuff put in the files. This didn't start from the left. This is Trump's base wanting a follow-through on draining the swamp. This is Trump's base wanting a follow-through on the Epstein list. And it's a cover-up. And now it's a distraction. Do you really think they're going to arrest Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? Trump administration delves into MAGA distractions in deviation from so-called Epstein files. So now they want to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails again. Now they want to talk about Obama committing treason again. Yeah, okay, you could have done it your first term. You didn't. Now you want to talk about it because you're implicated with the Epstein files. Convenient. MAGA clamors for arrests as Trump accuses Obama of treason. Yeah, and what happens when there's no arrest? What's the excuse going to be then? What are all the paid digital influencers and Trump face painters, what are they going to say then? What are they going to say? So now you have to deliver arrests. It's like, that's what I'm saying. That's why this is getting so bad, folks. Once you tell one lie, and then you tell another lie to cover up for that lie, and then another lie, and then another lie. Well, now you got a web of lies. And when you have a web of lies and you can't even deliver any fly to eat in that web of lies, people eventually just realize you're spinning a web of lies. So it's like, yeah, I'm heartbroken at how this thing has gone so sideways. I'm devastated that everything we put into getting Trump in there, again, it's just being tossed to the wayside, and then we're being tossed overboard with it. So they had Tulsi Gabbard come out at the press briefing today, and she weighed into all of this. So we'll give you the full statement here. It's about 5 minutes long. And again, I'd say this is all good information. I'd say it's all true. I'd say we've all known this is true. But why weren't arrests made in the first administration? And why are you doing this now? Why is this coming up now? Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
Questions afterwards. Tulsi, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. At President Trump's direction and with the support and coordination with the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Rick Crawford, today we've released a declassified oversight majority staff report that was produced in September of 2020. The stunning revelations that we are releasing today should be of concern to every American. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic and American voters having faith that the votes cast will count. There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice. The records that we released on Friday that were ODNI records Senator Chuck Grassley's release on Monday of what is known as the Clinton Annex, which was an appendix to the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General's 2018 report, as well as the House Intelligence Committee's oversight, majority oversight report that we're releasing today, all come back to and confirm the same.
Now, pause it real quick, because this is just kind of like a pressure test here. Does this interest you at all? Do you even care if I finish the clip or not? This is all old news. She even said it's an intelligence report from 2020. The Obama crimes, the Hillary emails, this is stuff from 2016. And you're bringing up Tulsi Gabbard to tell America about it now. Why? We all know why. Do you want Tulsi to continue? She's going to lay out the whole coup, just like we have been for 8 years. She's going to lay out the entire Spygate, Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the entire Obama administration. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Hey, here's some Martin Luther King Jr. declassified files. Very impressive. Nice. Now let's see the Epstein files. What are we doing, man? The whole force is now about covering up the Epstein thing. Distracting the Epstein thing. Go arrest somebody. Hey, let's do a press briefing and tell people how Obama committed crimes in 2016, and we have an intelligence report from 2020, and let's outline it for the people. Go arrest somebody. Go charge somebody. We've sent a criminal referral to Pam Bondi's desk. Has anyone found Pam Bondi's desk? Does anyone know where Pam Bondi's desk is? Has Pam even been to her desk once? Because that's what it is. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't even care to hear this anymore. There's nothing here. We all know it. So arrest somebody. What are we doing? I'm over it. But I will play this one. She was asked directly. Do we have the direct question about the criminal charges? I think that's it. Yeah, let me see clip 16.
Any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former President Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact.
Why wasn't that done in 2020? Just curious why that wasn't done in 2020. Now, I think Tulsi Gabbard has decided she's going to play along. I think she has America's best interest at heart. I think she will play along. I think she will do her job. But that's what this is. This is playing along. And I would say, let's say as an amateur body language expert, she knows that this isn't really anything. She knows, hey, I'm just going to go up here and go through the motions. But okay, another criminal referral sent to Pam Bondi's desk. So she'll end up being the excuse. This is why nothing gets done. They'll keep her around for as long as possible. And then when nothing happens, they'll just blame it all on her. And it'll be the perfect fall gal, you know, the ditzy dumb blonde who goes on Fox News. Oh, we don't know. Well, we sent everything to Pam Bondi's desk, and we just don't know what happened. By the way, here's an intelligence report from 2020. See, look, Obama, treason. Yeah, we knew. We knew in 2016. Why didn't you send it to the DOJ in 2020 when the report was issued? So you can either arrest somebody or please stop patronizing us. Please stop thinking we're stupid. Yeah. Sometimes when you turn sound off, because the crew is just playing the video on my side, Sometimes when you turn the sound off, you can analyze body language a lot easier. Sometimes when you change the speed of it, you can analyze body language better. I mean, Tulsi's just going through the motions here, folks. She knows this. She knows this is nothing. She knows nothing's going to be done. She knows the whole thing is just an act. That's why she's so unemotional about it. But I hope she sticks around. I think she's one of the good guys. It'll be good to have her stick around there for the full 4 years. I hope she does. I hope she doesn't get too intolerant and leave. I would say the same for Bongino, but he has a lot more to lose, so he might not feel so inclined to stay around for this. But you have people like Tom Cotton, who's trying to push Gabbard out, and we all know why that is. He's a big Israel First guy, so they don't want Gabbard around there because she's anti-war. Jim Hines demands, that's a Democrat in Connecticut, demands Tulsi Gabbard stop releasing Russian hoax documents, so they want to protect Obama. Tom Cotton, Republican out of Arkansas, pushes a bill to slash her authority because he doesn't want real intelligence getting into Trump. He'd rather have the Israeli Mossad intelligence getting monopoly to Trump, and Gabbard doesn't play that game. So Tom Cotton, working for the Israeli lobbyists, is trying to make sure Gabbard can't get into Trump's ear. They want a full-blown monopoly on Israeli intelligence in Trump's office. I mean, they are just ramping it up, folks. And that's why I think this is a Mossad drip, drip, drip to get Trump to strike Iran. That's my conspiracy theory. But deductive reasoning, circumstantial evidence, I don't think it's too far-fetched. You got a better reasoning? Cash Patel, 2023. What the hell are the House Republicans doing? They have the majority. You can't get the Epstein list? Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are. Totally agree. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Cash. Thank you very much. Boy, oh boy. All right. Well, I think we've exhausted all the Epstein stuff. There might be some dust here left over. But we will move on. We do have other news. We do have other video clips. We'll start to get to that coming up. I do have this other wild story that the crew just brought me on Maxwell. I don't know. We may just hold that off till tomorrow because I need to do my own research. But would you be surprised if Maxwell's family was connected to, like, satanic operations like birth control and other such things?
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's giving himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.